Welcome to the Building Your Dream Career podcast with 3Skills co-founders, Toby, Josh, Marianne, and Anissa.
Hi, Pragya. I'm so excited to have this conversation with you today. Everyone, this is Pragya Shales. She is a BDR at Sherpa. She is starting in a couple days. So she is just like fresh off the job market and into a new role. So welcome. And I'm so excited to talk to you and just to get your perspective on kind of what that process is of like looking for a job and landing a job in like 2022, I guess. So welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I am very humbled and honored to be here. And yeah, it's been a journey. And I would say it's completely different being a job seeker when I compare it back to like 2018, yeah. 2019. The past few years, there's been so much change. The full digitization of everything too. And that's sort of flipped the game on its head, I would say. And prior to my current role and prior to my exposure to the 3Skills, I approached job seeking in a completely different way. I would say I had one resume. had the one, exactly. And I speak to people now and they say, yeah, I have my resume updated. Okay, but which one?
Yeah.
So I had the one. I would always find a job posting on Indeed or wherever else. And I just have a standard profile and apply using
hit apply.
That's it. And I kept thinking volume is key. The more I get out there, the more chance I have.
Something has to come back, right? And I'm curious, like, did this strategy like work in 2018, 2019 when you were looking for a job?
It surprisingly did, but it attracted positions to me that I was just not very much interested in all. So I was at a place where I was almost desperate to just find something. You know what I mean? I never really had that moment of introspection to see what am I good at? What matches well with my career ambitions?
Or even like, do I actually want to do this job?
And I was in the finance industry and that's all well and good. And I learned a lot from it. I gained a lot of skills, but it just wasn't where I wanted to be. And the approach I was taking back then would not fly today. And I completely changed everything I was doing in order to land this job. And I would say the biggest difference in myself is my confidence.
Yeah.
And my approach to not only the job itself, but to other people.
Yeah. So I actually want to, so we had our first one-on-one, I'd say like very early.
Yeah. I think it was
February.
The first week.
Yeah. And I do this with everyone. And I just like jot a couple of notes as I'm talking to you, because I want to get like that snapshot of, okay, what are my initial unfiltered thoughts about this person? And the first thing that I wrote for you was, lacking confidence, ? And then after that, I was like, the next point was, like many interests need to nail down, like, what is the perfect role?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I feel like we're on point in that sense. And even like looking back at those notes, cause I was like cleaning my office the other day, I was like, wow, like it's been a journey. And it's crazy to think that that was only 2 months ago. But I want to like maybe like let's take a couple steps back and tell me like beginning or end of 2021, like where were you at, like what were the steps that you were taking to like land a job?
So at the end of 2021, I was in a role that I just wasn't very satisfied in. I wasn't feeling fulfilled, and I was very much complacent in where I was, and I just didn't have the motivation anymore. So I was kind of bouncing back to that old 2018, 2019 myself where, all right, let me update my resume, my one resume that I have, and I'll just apply the same way I did before. And that did not get me anywhere. And I began to do a bit more research on my own part, because I wanted to understand more about the job seeker economy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you begin to hear about the Great Resignation and how saturated everything is. And it's overwhelming. And yes, it is saturated, but it's not necessarily a bad thing, because being saturated means there's also several vacancies and, yeah. and companies are looking for people, right? So you just have to find that right fit. So I began to have that mentality for sure.
But I feel like that also adds a lot of pressure, because you're like, you're hearing about this super hot job market, the Great Resignation, vacancies, and then all of a sudden you're here and you're like, well, I'm not hearing back. I'm not getting any interviews. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with my resume? And I feel like that's when people a lot of times like start spiraling and thinking like, there's something wrong with me. Like, clearly yes. I'm not a good candidate, when it's definitely not the case. It's just maybe your approach isn't the best, but it has nothing to do on like you as a candidate, you as a person. And I feel like that's what a lot of people struggle with right now, thinking like, well, I'm just gonna stay at this role because like, how ungrateful am I to like be looking for another job when I have a job, when other people don't have anything? But I feel like it takes a lot of courage to be like, well, I need to also look after what I want to do in my career. And this is not it. Like, this is not what's fulfilling me right now. So
absolutely. Yeah, I definitely think that's a big switch that needs to be flipped. And that was the case for myself. And for me, it was having the right people, the right team to encourage me to do that. Because sometimes you need that sort of external support and that external voice telling you, listen, you have value. And, you know, there's so much more to you than just your resume. And even companies are realizing that now too, right? A lot of people, a lot of organizations I find are focusing a lot more on your potential and not just your past experience, because that was a struggle for me, because my interests were diverse, my experience was diverse, my education was diverse. And to me, it was, in my head, it was a big strength because I could say that I'm very adaptable, but I had no way of expressing it and being able to show that value, because I was also, another part of me was thinking, yeah, who's going to want to hire someone who has, you know, various little bits of experience here and there, but here I am. So,
and I think that's such a common thought that a lot of us have, like,
yeah,
well, I'm a little bit here, a little bit there. But what do I want to do? But also like, what am I passionate for? And like you, it's like, okay, but what do I actually want to pursue?
Yeah, exactly. I've also noticed when I speak to some of my friends and stuff too, I began to realize that introspection is so important, especially when you're trying to find that dream job and that dream path, because if you know what it is that you're good at and passionate about, it's not going to feel like a challenge in the role that you decide to pursue. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to flourish. You're going to be planted in like the perfect soil for you to flourish as a seed. And that to me was the biggest switch in my head that made me think, what am I good at? What do I love? What do I see in my past experiences that can help me aspire in my new career path?
So. For sure. And I think it also adds like an end goal. Like, you're no longer like a chicken running around without its head thinking like, apply, 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 apply.
Exactly. And you're like, I'll figure it out as I go. But no, it's wonderful being able to have a plan. And even if you don't, you at least have an idea of where it is you want to go.
Yeah. So enter January 2022, very early into the program. So I guess we have a weekly office hour. We have usually weekly one-on-ones as well with like the mentor lead. And very early on, I think week two, you're like, sorry guys, I can't make it. I have a chat with someone. So very early on, I feel like you got it. Like, it just clicked for you as to like, that's what I've been doing wrong, or like, that's what I haven't been doing enough of, you know? So tell us like, what was that change for you? Like what did that look like?
Oh gosh. It was definitely a bit of a challenge for me because the whole mentality of building connections was always in my head, but it was never build strategic relationships. And I never really understood the difference between the two until the session that we had on it. And that completely changed the game for me. I began realizing how important it is not only to build those strategic relationships, but also to take that opportunity to learn about other people's journey. And that's how I started. That meeting that I was having was to understand and this one person's journey into an organization that I was interested in. And it opened my mind to understand that anyone can get to where they want to go. Because if you look at a company and the diversity that it has, the diverse backgrounds, you're not limited to anything. I also began to understand that there's nothing you can lose by, by messaging someone. You just hop on LinkedIn, look at their profile, find something of common interest or something that you might even be curious about, and just reach out. And I still do that to this day because I'm no longer job searching, but I like looking at companies that maybe hold the same value as myself. And I like understanding where it is that they started and where it is that they're going. And that has fostered so many incredible relationships for me. And, you know, who knows when something like that might come in handy in the future, and to be able to have those strong, sturdy relationships are so crucial and beneficial, especially if they're mutually beneficial.
I was just going to say that because it's not always like, what can I get from this person? It's also like, what can I give back? Because if you are having like a genuine connection and you enjoy talking to this person and all of a sudden they have a need, you're going to be like, okay, well, what can I do for them? It's no longer, like you said, like you're no longer looking for a role, but if you can help someone, I feel like it just goes into like that mutually beneficial relationship. And I feel like at the beginning too, a lot of the times, a lot of the thoughts were, well, what can I say to this person? Like, what can I possibly, why would I be interesting to talk to, you know? And I feel like you overcame that fairly quickly. And you kind of like stepped into that confidence piece where you're like, well, I don't necessarily have to like blow their socks off. Like, I just want to talk to them. I just want to learn from them and like learn about their journey. And I'm sure that I'll take something away that will help me.
Absolutely. And that was always my main priority, was understanding them, being able to ask them questions. And they were always more than happy to tell me about their journey, because who wouldn't be, right? I'm sitting here telling you about mine.
Exactly.
I'm more than happy to do that. So when someone was willing to take the time to speak with me, I knew that I could build a strong connection with them. And even to this day, I'll have weekly chats with some of those people. And it's incredible the things you can learn. And sometimes even actually, I would say about 85% of the time, they would offer a referral because they just enjoyed the conversation so much and they would offer it up themselves. And I didn't even get a chance to ask for one. So it really is about making those genuine connections for sure.
Yeah. And I always encouraged, everyone in the cohort. I was like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Like the worst thing that can happen is you get zero replies.
Nothing.
But that's also the worst thing that can happen if you don't even reach out.
Exactly. So why not try?
There's nothing to lose. So I'll guess a little bit of recap. So we go into this, networking piece or like building strategic relationships. What happens next in your I guess journey to find your role?
So after building these several strategic relationships,
tell us numbers, like how many meetings were you having on a weekly basis?
Oh my goodness. If I were to look at my calendar, there was one week where I had about 7 meetings. And there were other weeks where the timing was just bad and I had maybe 1 or 2. There was always something every week. And a lot of them were actual interview processes and others were just regular conversations. And sometimes those conversations would end up in a referral that would then lead me to an interview process. So from that, it was a great gateway for me to get into the candidacy processes. And not only was it just a plain interview, but I got to learn about the companies as well. And for me, that was important, especially as someone who's been a job seeker for a while. It's great to be able to speak to someone about the company and hear what it's like, but it's another to understand their values. So that was a large priority of mine as well. So that was definitely at the forefront, especially because my mindset had been completely changed from, all right, let's find something and I'll stick to it. And it changed to, I want this to be my next step in my career journey. And it's going to be a significant one.
Like no longer a temporary decision, short term, I need a job, but more of, there was a lot of intentionality of like every single company that you looked at. I feel like there was, it was no longer like, oh, I just wish I had a job. It was like, I really think this company is doing amazing things. I wonder where I can fit. And I feel like that was a big change for you too.
Absolutely. Like I said, being able to understand what it is that I'm good at and what I love doing. I realized I love being able to help people. I took the Enneagram test and I was an advisor personality type because people tend to come to me for assistance and they tend to come back again and again. And I figured, why wouldn't I want a job where I get to do that all the time? So I sat down with several companies, really great ones too, like Momentive, Salesforce, Skywatch, and Sherpa as well. And they all had phenomenal values. And it was a difficult decision to make, but it was wonderful to see what's actually out there.
So you were now you find yourself in four interview processes or?
Yes. So there was a point at which I was in about six at the same time.
Crazy. and like, it's crazy to think that a month and a half before, it was zero.
It was nothing. It was complete radio silence. And then all of a sudden I'm having people giving me and offering me referrals to do an interview process and people reaching out to me, cold reach outs saying, you know, I see the green banner on your profile. is this something you'd be interested in? So
that's amazing. And I feel like you also got more like specific on what kind of roles you wanted.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as I mentioned, I liked being someone that was able to assist others and help them out with their problems. I also very much enjoy, like I said, learning about people and their journeys and their goals. So from that, I deduced that something in sales would be a great fit for myself. And specifically, I found sales and business development representative roles to be like the perfect
spot on.
Fit. Yeah, absolutely. And whenever I saw job postings for those roles, the experience and the duties involved, I thought I do this regardless. I do this no matter what. I've done it in my previous roles. And that was the part of my previous roles that I enjoyed the most. So why not make it a full-time thing?
Did it surprise you that you ended up with a career in sales?
I never thought I'd be a salesperson because it's unfortunate, but a lot of people, even a lot of people that I've spoken to, think of it as, you know, like the used car salesman. But I mean, society runs on businesses and making those sales and making those connections. Otherwise, we wouldn't be a flourishing economy. So,
and I think it's also switching that mentality. Like, sales is not transactional. Sales is relationship building to the max.
Absolutely. And that's like at the forefront of it all, which I didn't realize until I sort of dived in and exposed myself to all these different jobs and spoke to people in those roles and realized it's not just transactional, as you said, it's so much more than that. And you're helping people along the way and you're finding that best fit.
And what would you say was like that piece during interviews that like helped you be successful? Like, what was it that you can confidently say, like, I know that's why I moved to final stages?
I know for a fact it was the confidence that I built up. And through that confidence, I was able to determine that what people may see as a weakness, like my diverse background, was my greatest strength. And I was able to express that in the most clear and concise way possible. And everyone would say, I'm impressed. I'm impressed that you were able to do all those things in your previous experience. And you've came out learning from it. You've gained so many transferable skills. And that was something I emphasized a lot, because being able to take a chance on a person and invest in someone it's a risky thing to do. But if you can show that you're worth it, then you're a top candidate.
So tell me a little bit more about the process with Sherpa, because you've told me a little bit about some interviews being skipped. So tell me the details.
Yes. So Sherpa was the first job I applied to when we signed up for Hired Hippo. Mm-hmm. So we signed up through that platform and filled out my profile, and it matched me to three different roles in three different companies. The first one I saw was the BDR role for Sherpa. And it was fantastic because everything was upfront and clear. I knew about the salary. I knew about the vacation. I knew what the company was all about. I knew the industry, the size, whether it was remote or not. And that was a big piece for me too.
That's crazy how much information it was upfront.
And it's crazy because you don't get all of this information in other job boards.
No.
There's sometimes no salary. You have no idea what you're jumping into. So the fact that Hired Hippo had that as a requirement, like you need to have all this information. They also had a requirement for reaching out to the candidate, whether or not they were being considered or not. And
that's,
you know, messaging them and at least letting them know, so you're not sitting there in the blind. So
ghosted in the background.
I've had that so much. I've had that happen way too much. And so I applied to Sherpa. It was super easy. I just clicked apply and it pulled the information from my profile. And within 24 hours, I received a message from the recruiter saying, you know, we want to learn a bit more about your skills. Let's set up a call. So we did. And it was in the following week. It was a wonderful introductory process, and I got to speak with the recruiter for about an hour. It was great. It was casual, and I think it was important for them to have it be a casual meeting because they just want to see how I interact and the kind of person I am.
I think that's so important too, because like when you show up to work, you're not showing up as like your interview persona. You're showing up as Pragya, like
exactly.
Casual, like you and in your truest form. So I love that it was just a casual chat, because that's who's going to come to work every day.
Exactly. And it also calmed me down. It made me feel comfortable. So I very much appreciate when recruiters are welcoming and warm like yourself, Marianne, and it makes the process flow so much better. So from that meeting, I was told, okay, I'd like to, you know, push you through to the next one. You'll get to meet with the manager, and we'll be able to ask you a few more questions. And I was told, you know, there would be three total interviews. So it would be the initial one that I had, the next one with the manager, and then a panel interview. So I fully expected to go through the whole process. Whether I received the offer or not, I wasn't sure, but I expected to go through the whole thing. So I met with the manager. It was a very quick interview. It didn't even feel like an interview, actually, for the most part. I was bombarding him with the questions. So it almost felt like a good, you know, revenge meeting. Like, okay, now it's my turn to interview the company. And I got all the answers that I wanted. It felt great. It was maybe 15 minutes long.
Oh my goodness. That's so short.
It was super short. I didn't expect that at all. I was asked maybe two questions and then it was my turn. So, and then at the end of that, he told me, okay, I'd like to push you through to the next step. So I felt really good at that point. But I was getting nervous, you know, panel interviews are always
nerve-wracking.
Oh yeah. Gosh, it's horrifying. And
when it's the final one, you know, it's like, okay, I'm so close.
I'm almost there. And I was asking too, you know, are we going to be doing role playing? Do I need to practice anything at all? He said, oh, you'll find out, you know, you'll, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And I was like, oh, okay. He also wanted me to speak to the recruiter again, prior to moving me forward, which I did the following week. And the way he started out the conversation, the recruiter, he said, I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, your heart sank.
Oh, the blood rushed from my head. Just, I wanted to faint. But he started off by saying, I'm going to be honest with you. We want to give you an offer. And no panel interview, no nothing. I feel kind of bad because the other BDR in my cohort, the poor guy, he was like, you didn't get a panel interview? What? So it was really funny. And he was telling me like, yeah, we loved you right off the bat. You know, it was a great conversation, very casual. You felt very confident. You are a go-getter. And it felt good to hear all of this too,
of course.
You know, to be able to make it through that process and say that I was successful. So yeah, and I was given an offer the same day and I signed and now I'm here.
That's amazing. I love that so much because you were like prepared for the worst.
And I was.
The worst being when someone says, I have to be honest with you, you're probably like, rejection.
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah.
Or the other scenario would have been like, we're going to have to put you through the case study or the panel interview. Sorry. You'd have been like, okay, here we
okay.
go.
Yeah. How much breaths. Time do I have?
That's amazing. I love yeah. that so much. And it was also like a really good offer. Like you were happy. You already knew what to expect because the salary was like disclosed clear. Very early on. And then you signed and then
I signed.
We all got to celebrate.
Yes, it was wonderful. I remember telling my boyfriend the day of, and he just dropped everything. And he's like, all right, we're getting pizza. We're like, we're not doing anything else. We're going to chill. We're going to play some video games. We're going to eat lots of pizza because now you're done your search. You're done your search. You don't have to do anything. Just relax and enjoy it all.
But so. I feel like that brings us to another point that is also important to mention, that not only did you pivot into an amazing role, but
my boyfriend. I was so proud of myself because he actually was the one who initially encouraged me and kind of gave me that final push to start the Project Pivot program. And then in turn, as a thank you, I helped him pivot. So that felt really
Listen,
good.
This is what I learned this week. I know you weren't in the session, but here's the TLDR.
Okay.
That's what it probably looked
that's
like.
That's pretty much what it was. Yeah. And I would give him like little mini clips here and there. And I'd tell him like little sound bites like, oh no, you have to do it like this. You have to use Kick Resume. Trust me. It's fantastic. It's so easy. It does it all for you. And oh, reach out to this person, you know, this would be fantastic. And his first try, he just started a new role. He finished his first week. And it's everything he could have ever dreamed of. So I'm very, very happy for him. And I'm excited.
It's also, I feel like what it's about, you know, it's not just like, we're not here to have this information only belong to you. Like, we're not here to be like, well, you need to go through the entire program, all 6 weeks, and then you can find a job. I feel like, no, some people only need that tweak on the resume. Some people just need that like click of like, I've been doing relationship building wrong.
Yes.
Or some people do need the support piece and a little bit of resume, a little bit of LinkedIn, a little bit of everything, right? But that was like, that's just such a huge win that like you and him get to transition into like dream roles for both of you.
Absolutely.
In a span of 2 months.
That's it. And 2022 has been a huge change for us. You know, we recently bought a house. So the fact that we're both now in amazing paying jobs where we can do the things that we want to do without having to worry too much about it. And not only that, but we're both in the sales industry. So, mm-hmm. you know, you eat what you kill and yeah. you're finally being compensated fairly. And it feels like a whole different world because prior to this, we had no idea that jobs like this existed out there until yeah. we were exposed to it and how much opportunity there is. So it's been just cloud nine for us since all of this happened. And we're so excited for what our next steps are going to be.
I love that so much. I feel like there's nothing more I can say after. Like, I feel like this is the perfect ending to this episode because a lot of hard work is like super clear of how much it took for both of you to transition, but like you specifically hearing your story to at the end, like two transitions, two remote roles, two like tech sales. We're so proud of you. And I know that we're going out for dinner next week, which I'm excited yes. for. But I honestly, I know for a fact that only good things will continue to happen to you. You have been like such a force from the beginning. Like you just like ran with whatever we told you to do. And I know that that's not an easy thing to do. And I feel like that ability to receive feedback and to like implement right away is going to do so. It's going to be like a game changer for you in your career because you still, Absolutely. Still very early in your career. And I'm excited to see like what you'll do next.
Yeah. It's been a change and I haven't even started my role yet. All I've been doing is setting up my office and using my stipend, which by the way, amazing. The fact that companies offer that now is fantastic. So I'm getting, you know, jittery and excited and there's so much that the future holds and everything I've learned through the project and the pivoting, I'm never going to let go of any of that because it's changed so much in my life the past 2 months. I can only imagine what it will do in the next few years, right? And I'm very grateful and very thankful to the team, the 3Skills team, and everyone in the cohorts too that I've developed such strong relationships with even to this day. And it's going to be an unforgettable experience for me and I'm very thankful for it.
That's amazing. Well, thank you for taking the time to chat with me. Thank you for sharing your story. I really hope and I think it'll be like a light bulb moment for a lot of people listening. So thank you for sharing the details and what I know that we will definitely stay in touch and we will continue to cheer you on.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Building Your Dream Career. If you got some value out of this, feel free to share it with someone that might need it, or you can leave a 5-star rating on the podcast. Visit the3skills.com for free resources to help you build your dream career. See you next time.